Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all get it. Rule and abide with you henceforth,
now and forevermore. And everybody say amen. All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead on. And like I said, I have no kind of visual feedback with nobody from the chat and tonight. So I'm just going to take this here straight through. The lesson plan was given to me by the Holy Spirit, as always. But this time it took a twist. It took a twist, and I did have no idea that I was going to do this here until just a few minutes before I actually started the Bible study. So I'm going to let the technology work for me again tonight. I'm going to let the technology work for me again tonight, and I will spotlight a quartet song as soon as I wanted to have a couple of announcements. Like I said, I have been back in my church in the sanctuary ever since the first Sunday in July. It was the fourth Sunday in July. I mean, the first Sunday in July, but it was the fourth of July. That's when we went back in, and we have certainly had a marvelous time ever since we've been back. And there has not been no problem whatsoever. Because, see, y'all, I told y'all from the very beginning, I got some people that are bear witness to me saying this. From the very start, I told you didn't have nothing to worry about. We are people of God. What else? There is no safer place to be than in this house. But, you know, everybody have to do like they want to do. But Middleman ain't going to do what he got to do, too. And so we didn't want to say that. And, matter of fact, I want to also, I think I can feel safe to announce that, according to my buddy, he's the head chairman, head man there at New Salem, my first Sunday church, New Salem CME, Brother Fady Clark, head steward, and my pastor up there is another good friend of mine. We all went to school together, Reverend Ernell Wilbur. And if everything go according to the plan, we are supposed to be going back into the sanctuary on first Sunday in November. That's my birthday month, y'all. Oh, yeah, that's Middleman's birthday month. Everybody else, they say you as a bad frog, they don't brag on his own palm. Well, you know, I ain't going to brag on it, but I'm just saying that's my time. And I'm going to be like a friend I know, and a dear mentor, an elder. He's no longer with us. He's going to the other side now. But Reverend Walker. Rev, you said every month was his birthday, so I think I'm going to take over where Reverend Walker left off. Every month going to be my birthday. I get my candle like Reverend Walker did. He was very funny. Yeah, he's a minister of the gospel for many years. He was a minister of the gospel, but a boatload of fun. Well, nothing but a boatload of fun. But at any rate, we are supposed to go, if everything hold consistent, according to Brother Fady Clark, we are supposed to go back in the sanctuary on the first Sunday in November. That's coming up. So y'all pray for them and us as well, that all will be well, which we trust in God and everything going to be all right. We know that. Tonight I'm spotlighting a song that's going to very well coincide with my Bible study tonight. And it's another song by one of my favorite gospel quartet groups, the Cannon Spiritual, called Call Him. Calling. In other words, I love to call on the name of Jesus. I love to call on the name of the Lord. That's the spotlight song for tonight, my brothers and sisters. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. And we thank all of you that may be listening, and you may even be in one of the chat rooms. I don't know. You might be on Facebook. You may be on YouTube. I don't know, because I have no reference to it. My chat is just spinning. I see nothing. So right here, we want to go on, and like I said, we're going to let the technology work for us. But I'm going to tell you, go to the book of St. Luke, the gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 5. And I'm going to put on my little readers here so I can see something. And we're going to let the technology work for us here. This is tonight's script, and this is where tonight lesson will be coming from. So let's see here now. Can I go on and call it up? All right, here we go.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for the grass. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned us to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James, and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.
Amen. Amen. I hope y'all was able to hear that. I hope so. It seemed like it was a little bit low to me. I used a different Bible tonight. Maybe I need to go back to the other one. And then again, it might just be the dramatization might be getting in the way of the scripture reading. But may God have a blessing to the reading and the hearers and the doers of his holy word. This kind, I let it read. I let it read 10 verses of St. Luke 5. And like I told y'all, the topic this tonight really coming from my song that I referenced tonight called Jesus, Call Him from the Canada. And if I had to use for a subject, which I am, tonight would be this, from this particular passage of scripture. If you have a talk with Jesus, it will change your situation in a hurry. Yeah. Amen. Amen. If you have a talk with Jesus, it will change your situation in a hurry. Brothers and sisters, we see here that, and please y'all, please, close attention to this lesson tonight. I believe we'll gain some insight, something that'll help us along the way, especially in the time that we are living in at this moment. We see here in the text that in the opening of the text, we see that it said that it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, Philip by the lake of Gennesaret. Oh, that's the Sea of Galilee, y'all. That's another name. That's the name for it. But it's the Sea of Galilee, nevertheless. And the people were pressing him on every side. And so Jesus assessed the situation. And he saw two ships that were standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of it and were washing their nets. Y'all hear that? Pay attention, y'all. They were washing their nets. Plural, nets. All right. After that, when Jesus saw this, he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. In other words, he got in Peter's boat. See, Jesus already knew what he was going to do, but he got in Peter's boat, and then he told Peter, to thrust out a little bit into the water. Because, like I say, the crowd of people were pressing him. He didn't have room to do anything. So he got inside the boat and told Peter to push the boat a little bit from the land so he could teach the people from the boat. And Peter did. Peter did as he was at. And so we see here that Jesus has always got us the better thing in mind. Even though we don't know what we're going to do, Jesus already knows what he's going to do. Jesus already knows what he's going to do, and he's not worried. That's not so he told us not to worry, because he already knows what he's going to do. Well, at any rate, as we see here in the scripture, y'all follow me along close now. Remember now, they were washing their neck. Then Jesus went in Peter's boat. Peter had him to push it out from the land a little bit. Then he talked. Now look what happened next. And he, all right, after he went into Peter's boat and was pushed out from the land, he sat down and talked to Cephas. Now when he had left speaking, look at this, y'all. Look at this here. Now when he had what? Left speaking. In other words, he done got through with his son. He said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drop. Listen at that, y'all. You see, now, see, I wanted y'all to be real still when I taught this lesson so you can get it. See, we have our mind, our body be still, but our mind is never, it's yet moving. You cannot catch these truths if you don't be still. He said to Peter, after he had left preaching, he said, launch out into the deep and let down your net. That's what Jesus told him. He said, let down your net, plural, for a drought. In other words, you let down the net, and I'm going to show you how to catch some fish. Now, see, y'all, Peter and them were professional fishermen. This was Peter and James and John. This was old man business. See, in other words, Jesus didn't call a bunch of lazy folks to be in his ministry. He called people that had jobs. In other words, Peter and them had a business. They had a fishing business. They were commercial fishermen. And they knew how to fish. They knew how to fish. But listen at what Peter said to Jesus after Jesus told him to let down the net. Remember, y'all, keep that net in your mind. I said, Jesus said net, N-E-T-Y-N-E-T-S, not net, one. He said, let down your net for a drop. Now, look what Peter said. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. See what Peter was in essence telling Jesus, y'all. You got to listen. You got to open up the spirit, your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes to see this. What Peter was really telling Jesus was this: Lord, look, we are professional fish. We know what we're doing. We done been out there all night and we ain't caught nothing. What makes you think we're going back out there in the daytime and catch them? Let me tell you why he said that, y'all. Now, I'm not a professional fisherman, but I do have good sense. I'm not a professional fisherman, but I do have good sense. I know why he said that. Y'all, I don't have chat inside my restream. Let me see, can you? I'm getting a message here. Let me see, can I see what it is, because I want to make certain let me see, can I get it? Y'all stand by. This, y'all keep me on, and I'm talking about Peter now, questioning Jesus. Y'all just bear with me a second here. And while I try to check this message out, because I can't see nothing. I can't even see the message. Let's see here. Everything is like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the net or what. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, Brother Hammer, man. Appreciate that. That was Hammer, man, telling me that they are in the lobby, him and Jackson in the lobby. I kind of figured that would be y'all. I kind of figured that. All right. But thank God, because I can't see y'all in the chat. Restream is really messed up. I'm going to have to fix it. Thank you, Sister Jack, for posting that there. Okay, now we see that what Peter was saying here, y'all, that, Master, we done been out there all night. We ain't caught nothing. Now, you telling us to go out there in the daytime. I'm going to tell you why he said that. Like I said, Peter and them were professional fishermen. They knew how to fish, but that wasn't the point. See, Peter did not know whom he was talking to. Because, see, Peter then wasn't the disciple at this time. They hadn't seen the marvelous work of Jesus at this time. As a matter of fact, he hadn't even called Peter them at this time. Jesus was just beginning his ministry at this time. Now, remember where the scripture tell you, I teach it for it's over with. But at any rate, he said, now, look, we know about fishing. And I'm going to tell you why that Peter told him that. Just from the little bit that I know about fishing, when the reason they fish at night is because, y'all, now if you've got to realize the region of the world, is that's the Middle East. And it gets very hot in the Middle East. I mean, it gets very hot over there in the Middle East. And what Peter knew was that at night, what the fishermen knew, that at night the water would be cooler on the surface at night than it would be during the daytime. Therefore, the fish would come up closer to the surface of the water, and therefore they'll get in them nets. They could throw them nets out there, and they could catch that fish real quickly, and very many fish at that. But that night, regardless of how cool the water was, they didn't catch nothing. So Jesus said, I want you to cast out your net. Remember, y'all, I said net, N-E-T-S. That's what Jesus told them to do. See, Jesus don't worry about what the temperature of the water is, because he's Jesus. That's how come my subject tonight is when you have a conversation with Jesus, it'll change the whole circumstance. It'll change the situation. So Peter said, nevertheless, though, he came to his senses. He said, listen at this here. He said, and Peter answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. And then he said, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down. Listen at Peter, y'all. Listen at him. Listen at Peter. Look what he said. At your word, I will let down the net. N-E-T. You see that? Net. Jesus didn't say net. He told him to let down the net. He said, let all the nets down. That's what Jesus told. See, that was a direct disobedience. See, this is what I tell all of y'all all the time. You're not going to get the greater of God because we're too hard-headed. You won't do what people actually do. We will not follow instruction. Jesus told them from the get-go to let down the net. Let all of them down. Not, but Peter said, at your word, I let down the net. In other words, he didn't really believe that anything was going to happen, because if he had known that all these fish was going to come up and he knew who he had been talking to, he would have put all his nets in the water and 18 more boats full of nets he'd have put down, had he known who he was talking to. See, this is what happened, y'all. We don't fully obey the word of God. One word from the law can change your situation in a minute. And that's exactly what happened. All right. Peter disobeyed because Jesus told him to let down the net. All of them. He said, I let down the net. One net. That's all he did. Look what happened. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude and their net. See them? Break. The net break. See, if they had more than one net, it would have never broke. See what I mean? See, Jesus had, when you get instruction from God, hard-headed, that do what he tell you to do. Don't you try to get cute and do it your way. Your way don't work. They had been out there all night and caught that with all the nets. And now Jesus told him to go and put all the nets back out there. He should have done that. But no, he put one net. And that's how come he got in trouble. But that's not the case. That ain't the point, what we're trying to make here tonight. Let us go a little deeper. Excuse me. I don't know why I get strangled a minute. I don't never have any water back here. But at any rate, then when the net break, they had to call their partners. They beckoned their partners. And look what they did. Which were in the other ship. They that should come and help them, and they came and filled both the ship so that they began to sink. Good God Almighty. Both of the ships were full of fish, and the darn boat was beginning to sink. That's just how much fish that they caught that day at the word of Jesus. And then he said, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Well, y'all, that happens to all of us. When we get in the presence of Jesus in front of a holy God, we all see our flaws. That's what it's for. We got to come to the end of ourselves. Some of us can't do nothing unless we got a light on us. We want a light shining on us, and we do one thing in the church. This is how come we don't prosper, because we're trying to seek the glory for ourselves instead of just doing the work. Peter said, Lord, depart from me, but I'm a sinful man. See, he knew that Jesus had to be more than a natural man. He knew that. So he had never seen that many fish being caught where both of the ships were about to sink. That they're going to show you when Jesus tells you something, do it. Don't question God. Do it. You can't go wrong. But you got to fully obey. If he told them to let down the net, and they let down one net, they didn't obey. And this is how it comes. But if you look at something, y'all, look at this here. I'm going to go ahead on and finish the next two verses. He said, for he was astonished, and all that were with him, they was astonished at the drought of the fishes, so many of them, which they had taken. And Jesus, look what he said. And so was it also James and John, the sons of thunder. Those were the sons of Zebedee, called the sons of thunder, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto them, fear not, from now on thou shalt catch men. See, Jesus was getting Peter ready, and them disciples, he was finna get them ready to not catch in the sense of the word, but he was finna get ready to seek and catch souls that was on the way to a burning hell even to this very day right here, y'all. But I want y'all to look at something here. There's a principle here that I want everybody to see. I may have to go back to this lesson for those on Blog Talk Radio on the phone line because I'm about to run out of time. But nevertheless, while I'm in this here lobby here, y'all can at least get the gist of it. It's some things here I want to point out and want you to see. If you notice, Jesus used Peter's boat as a platform to preach from. Huh? Yeah, he used his boat. And in return for that, if you look at it now, Jesus didn't use his boat for nothing. Jesus, in return, gave him all that big catch of fish. And the whole village prospered. Peter, the whole village up there in Capernaum, they prospered. Why? Because Peter loaned Jesus his boat to preach from. In other words, Jesus wasn't like a whole lot of us. We want other people to do a whole lot for us, and we don't want to give them a dime. I mean, I'm a minister of music. I'll agree to that. People want me to do a whole lot of things, but they don't even want to give me a fish out. You know what? People want you to catch all the fish and clean them, but they want to do all the eating. But Jesus, not like that. He compensated Peter for the use of his boat. That's number one. I want y'all to see that. He compensated him for the use of his boat. Number two, look at else what happened. Not only did he prosper Peter, but James and John, his partners, they was also blessed because of Peter's obedience, partial obedience, I say, because he didn't let down the one net. But nevertheless, they were blessed because of Peter's obedience and letting God, Jesus, which is God, use his boat. They prospered as well. In other words, Peter had a boatload overflowing catch of fish. He didn't have to eat. He had plenty to share and to spare. Two boats, two big ships, so full of fish that the ships were about to sink. And not only that, not only did Peter's partners now share in the blessing, they weren't selfish like a lot of us. We like a dog named Balls. You give us a little bit and we want it all. But they weren't like that. Then the whole village of Capernaum, they prospered because of that great catch of fish. It ain't no telling how long they lived on that big catch of fish. Because as you noticed, it was right after death. God told Peter and them to leave their business alone. God told them, Jesus said, I want y'all to follow me. And Peter and them followed. They left their fishing business, y'all. Do you see that? Because Jesus had said, from now on, you're going to be fishers of men. So, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I'm a living witness to this. If you talk with Jesus, it'll change your whole situation in a New York minute. Yes, sir. It'll change your, so instead of belly aching and complaining, like you the only somebody that ever had any trouble. Oh, man, that ain't nothing that getting next to me than I can sit and listen to somebody and think that it's all about them. Hey, man, I'm sorry that you having a bad day. God knows them. But you are not the only one that having a bad day, my brother and my sister. And I'm quite sure during the course of a day, many people are dealing with many things. But they don't go around with the complaining or venting attitude that a lot of us have. We just, in other words, for the lack of a better term, we just bitch about something instead of praying. And if you have a conversation with the Lord, he'll make everything all right. I know a lot of people, said that. Yes, I said it because it's the truth. We think we got the light on us, and we want everything centered around us. But I tell y'all, the universe don't revolve around me, and it doesn't revolve around you. But if we start obeying God fully, we will see a greater blessing than we do. But we want to part-time do what Jesus said, like Peter did then. He told him to let down the net. And he let down one net. That was partial obedience, y'all. I hope y'all saw that in the scripture. And I can tell you somebody else did the same thing. I can tell you somebody else. And I know it's going to shock a lot of you. Because y'all always talking about Abraham. Abraham did the same thing. God told him to leave his house and his family. And he didn't do it. He left and he took his nephew with him. God told him to leave his family. See what I mean? Partial obedience. And look at the trouble that Lot caused Abraham. Look at the trouble that Lot caused. God know better than you, and God know better than me. Our little brain, y'all, is too small to try to think with God. If he tells you to do something, just do it. Just do it. You can't go wrong. But the problem with us, we ain't want to know it all. We want to know it all. The master of the universe knows this thing. He already worked it out. God knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. He ain't in time. God is in eternity. God didn't have a beginning, and he will never have an end. So there's nothing. What do you think? This is what I've been telling everybody. Brother Hammerman, you know it. And Sister Jackie, you should know it. because y'all don't hear me speak of this here ever since day one. I done told everybody that man cannot improve on nothing that God has done. You better let them folks leave you alone. God done did everything he needed to do. He made us, wonderfully made. Your body will heal itself if you take care of it like it's supposed to. The doctors right now, and you can ask them yourself, don't believe me, go to your doctor and ask them this question. They are baffled. They don't understand why we die. You know how come they don't understand why we die? Because our body heal itself. Yes. That's why they don't understand why we die. But you got to remember, we were created by a mighty God, and we were created to live forever. We were never meant to die. Sin brought that about. That's how come this body trying to fight and stay alive. If you cut yourself, your body will heal it. Your body will heal itself. Take care of it, your body will heal itself. Man, how stupid can you, yes, I'm going to say it. I can't tell who's going to like it. How stupid can you be to think that man can improve on what God has done? You got to be crazy. You need to go to the Sasawa or Milledgeville, what we call it is, where they had the people. I have often said that they need to go to their mental institutions and let them people out and get us and ship us up there, because we done lost our dead brain mind thinking that man can improve on what God has already ordained. Man can't improve on that. Obey God, y'all. Obey God. And you will never go wrong. If you obey God, you will never go wrong. So with that said, y'all, we're going to go on. And, like I said, I know my blog talk already done in, but they'll catch the archive on now. They've got a 15-minute grace period. We thank you, Brother Hammerman, you and Sister Jack, and whoever else might be on the line or seeing this here, whatever you might be. But remember, y'all, if you have a little conversation with Jesus, it'll change the old situation in a New York minute. It'll change it in a hurry. Obey Christ to the fullest. Don't cut corners. Do not take shortcuts. What he tells you to do, you do it to the letter. Don't you get cute and try to help God out. God don't need no help. Remember, Sarah tried to help God. Sarah and Abraham are going to help God and made a mess. Those people right now, the Arabs and the Jews, are fighting to this day because of that, what they tried to help God and had Ishmael. God don't need my help, and he don't need your help. We need him. You do what he asks you to do and do what he tells you to do, and you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead on in this thing. We ask God for y'all continued blessing on your life, praying that you'll be well, and do what God's saying. You can't fail. You can't fail. And remember, y'all, it's not about you, and it's not about me. Get yourself off that pedestal and out of the spotlight, thinking that all this stuff that we are doing is supposed to be about us. It's never about us, but it's for all for the glory of God. You're going to do what you do, and somebody compliment on you on it that says thank you and go on. Don't get to holding your head up, sticking your chest out like you somebody. You get ready to go down just like Satan. Satan fell because of pride. If people compliment you, ain't nothing wrong with complimenting somebody. If they compliment you, well and good. If they compliment you, well and good. But don't you get stupid enough to think it's you because you're getting ready for a fall. That being said, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and rule abide with these people henceforth, now and forevermore. And everybody say, amen. And we thank God for you. See you next week, hopefully, at the same time, same place. Be there or be square, as we used to say. Good night. That chat never did come on. Lord, chat never did come on.